Hi, and welcome to Late Night Live with Pastor Al. Got a Bible question? Wondering what to make of current events? Call now. Locally dial 216-901-0933 or toll free at 888-677-9673. That's 888-677-9673. Join the conversation live with Pastor Al. And now, here's your late night host, Pastor Al Davis.
Good evening. Welcome to another edition of Late Night Live with Pastor Al. I'm your Late Night Live host, Pastor Al Davis. I'll be with you until midnight tonight. Hope you'll be able to stick with us and join in the conversation. We have a special guest with us tonight, Tom Wallace, and we're going to be talking about the subject of Chrislam and also looking at the question of whether or not Allah of the Quran is the same as Jehovah, God of the Bible. So we're going to be getting into our program pretty quickly with that here this evening. And we're also going to be opening up the phone lines here in a little bit for phone calls. If you've got a question about the topic, a question for our guest here tonight, you can give us a call at 888-677-9673. That's 888-677-9673, and that's a toll-free number. We'd love to hear from you tonight. So let's go ahead and open our program in a word of prayer. Heavenly Father, Lord, we do want to thank you again for the opportunity to be on the air tonight. We do pray that you bless the program tonight. Lord, we know that looking at this topic of Chrislam and looking at Allah versus the God of the Bible is controversial to some, and it's something that's misunderstood. It's something that has a lot of importance in our day. So we do pray that you would just bless, use the program tonight, help us to be a blessing and encouragement to somebody. And we do pray we could point people to Christ. If there's somebody who's caught up in Islam or knows somebody it is, we just pray that we could be instrumental in pointing them to Christ, that they might be able to trust him as their personal Lord and Savior. Thank you for it. For it's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Well, as I said, we're going to be talking with our special guest, Tom Wallace, tonight. And Tom Wallace is a voice crying out in the wilderness, talking about and warning about the dangers of Islam in America and in our world, and alerting Christians to what we need to know. And he has a website, fortressoffaith.org, which I encourage you to go visit. That's fortressoffaith.org. And Tom Wallace is with us tonight. And Tom, are you there?
Hey, I am, Brother Al.
Hi, good evening. Welcome.
Good to be on the radio here with your listeners.
Well, it's sure good to have you with us. And, of course, tonight you're on WHKW, that's AM 1220, The Word, broadcasting out of Independence in the Cleveland, Ohio area. And also this program next week will be on 91.5, that's Freedom FM, WHKC in the Columbus area. We do a delayed broadcast down there. It'll be the same hour, but only next week. So you'll get two stations for one there tonight, but we're glad to have you on the air.
Well, great to be here with you, and we have an important subject to cover tonight, and I hope that if you're listening there on the radio, and if you have any questions, that you'll call in. We'll try to answer your questions as best as we can.
All right. Well, I appreciate that. And just a little bit of background information real quick. You grew up on the mission field, and I believe your wife did as well. There's actually a chance that I may have actually seen you, or certainly seen your father, in Great Britain on the mission field. If you want to just give a little quick biographical background of yourself, and then let us know how you got into this ministry, and then we'll get into the topic here tonight.
Okay, well, sure thing. I spent 29 years collectively of my life in the UK, a number of them as a missionary kid. My folks were church planting missionaries, and after returning back for Bible college in the States, I lost my British accent, but gained a call from God to go back to England and to minister the gospel there. And so we spent 17 years over there preaching the gospel. And in that time, we began to see and observe England fall deeper and deeper into secularism, humanism, and creating a void and a gap and allowing Islam to fill that gap. And for a number of years now, for seven decades, Europe has been inviting Muslims to come in as immigrants into Europe. And this started after World War II. They had to rebuild. And this immigration has continued. And as a result, Muslims have been growing exponentially. And Europe is waking up to the fact that they're losing their culture, losing their freedoms that they once used to enjoy. And I was able to observe some of that now for almost three decades. And God has called me back here to the United States to sound the warning, because I'm afraid that we are committing in America the same sins that England committed, and walking the same path and making the same mistakes. And as a result, I believe God is beginning to judge our nation as he is Europe. And one of the things he's doing is he's raising up an enemy. And I believe Islam is that instrument of judgment upon Europe and also North America for our sins. And
go ahead.
And I think, though, that we can, overcome this. We can fix it. We've got a spiritual problem, and if we repent, God will restore us back to blessing.
That's absolutely right, and I agree with what you're talking about England and the United Kingdom in general. I was over there in the early 80s, early mid-80s, stationed there at the United States Air Force, and I remember coming back from England. I actually went into the ministry myself while stationed in England. That's why I left the Air Force, to go into the ministry, and I turned my life over to the Lord. Well, I was actually saved before, but I rededicated my life to the Lord while I was there, and God put me in the ministry. And so one thing I noticed, and I agree with you, what was happening in the UK, it's like America is like 20 years behind them in some of these things. And so 1980s, the 19... get into the last decade, we could certainly see the influx of Islam in this country. And certainly with the advent of September 11, 2001, a lot of people began to take notice. But having been there in the UK for a number of years, I think you know fairly well that these things have been going on a lot longer than September 11, 2001. And I agree that this is an enemy that God has raised up against us. You look in the Bible, you see what happened when Israel disobeyed God, right? He raised up various enemies, the Midianites, different ones, the Philistines against them. And the purpose was to bring them back to God in repentance, not just to make life miserable for them. And I think you're right. God's trying to give us a wake-up call here. So.
Yes. Brother Al, that's so important what you just mentioned there about Israel. I mean, that is a pattern. That's a lesson. It shows us how God judges nations.
Mm-hmm.
We can't trifle with God. We can't fool with his principles. We know better in this nation, and we have rebelled against God, and there's consequences for it. And as God
right.
brought judgment on Israel, he raised the pain. Finally, they'd wake up. You know, they were stiff-necked for so long, and I
mm-hmm.
think that's going to be our problem here, too. And finally, the pain got to the point where they said, enough's enough. Sorry, God, we were stupid here. And they repented, and God would restore them back to blessing. Second Chronicles 7:14 is so important for us to pay attention to.
Mm-hmm. And we certainly understand that God wants to chasten his people, not, like I said, to make them miserable, but to bring them back to him in repentance. Because that gives us an opportunity to live for him and to be a witness for him, testimony for him in the world. And certainly America, for all its faults, has been a tremendous witness for God through the missionaries such as, well, yourself, your father, your family, and all that have gone out from America carrying the gospel. But certainly the enemy's not resting on his laurels either. He's certainly sending his for lack of a better term, missionaries into our country and trying to, in effect, defang the United States to take away our zeal for the Lord. And I think that's what this issue of Chrislam is all about.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I agree. I certainly agree with you there.
So now some people are listening, probably not familiar with the term Chrislam. It's just kind of appearing on the radar screen for a lot of people. How would you define that?
Well, Chrislam is the forging of two faiths that, come from the Abrahamic faith. you know, Abraham being the father of Isaac. So there we have Judaism, and through you know, through the Jews, we have Jesus Christ, and so we have Christianity. But Abraham was also the father of Ishmael, and that was you know, a sinful action of Abraham. He disobeyed God. He didn't have faith in God. He, you know, God promised a line through Sarah, but he thought he would give God a helping hand, you know.
Right.
And Ishmael shows up on the scene, and God promises also to bless that line and make it a nation. The Bible says that Ishmael was a wild man, and he lived in the face of his brethren. In other words, you know, the idea of, you know, being in the face, you know, hey, man, you're in my face, you know, so to speak.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he was always an antagonist to his brethren. And through the line of Ishmael, we have the Arabs. And from the Arabs, we have Muhammad. And Muhammad brought us Islam. So you have Judaism, Christianity, and Muhammadism or Islam. And so these three religions, the idea here is let's agree on what we have in common. And that's where Chrislam is coming into play. The ecumenicalist, that movement has been going for at least two decades strongly. And with our political leaders that are trying to bring peace to the world, they see this as a pragmatic fix to the fighting and the wars that are in the world. After all, you know, a lot of the wars are based on the divisions between Christianity and Islam, or Islam and Judaism. And if we can just get these people to find some common ground and find some peace, then there could be, you know, peace in the world. And
you know,
so Chrislam is the forging together of these two main religions, or rather three main religions, Christianity with Islam.
Right. And, you know, usually when you start to merge things like this, it's not that you're so much, well, you're adding some things, but really you're giving up quite a lot, aren't you, in order to do that? Because obviously, you know, the Bible talks about God in various names in the Bible, Jehovah, Elohim, things of that nature. But one of the things that always has us, you know, kind of troubled me in trying to see how somebody could go along with this whole concept of Islam is when you read in the Quran, in that's the ninth surah, in verse 30 there, they say right there that the Christians say the Messiah is the son of Allah, that is, they're saying with their mouths, and then it says, how perverse are they?
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, how can a Christian go along with this to think that they could, you know, yoke up with this? That obviously, you know, how can light have fellowship with darkness here? But how does it go about doing that? I mean, what's the, you touched on some of it, but how are they just pushing this, I guess, on us?
Well, you know, this, I think it's been brewing for a long time with the ecumenical movement.
Mm-hmm.
You know, let's all get along. We all serve the same God. We just kind of look at him in a different vein. You know, you've got your Christians, they see God this way. You've got the Buddhists, and they see God this way. And the Muslims, they see him this way. The Hindus, another, and stuff. And all roads lead to God. All roads lead to heaven. And let's not be divisive, you know. So this has mm-hmm. been brewing for quite some time. But the Bible makes it extremely clear that Jesus is exclusive.
Right.
I mean, you know, that there's no other name given under heaven by which man can be saved.
That's right.
You know,
that's
there is
right.
No other pathway to God according to the Holy Scriptures. If that is the final authority, which I believe it is, that's the stand I take, and I believe that's the stand that mm-hmm. that true Christians would take, that their faith and trust is in the Bible, and that's the final authority. According to the Scriptures, there's no other way other than through Jesus Christ. I am the way, the truth, and the life.
Absolutely.
No man cometh to the Father
Absolutely.
But by me.
And, you know, when we think about this, and of course we're talking with Tom Wallace here tonight, Fortress of Faith. You can find him online, fortressoffaith.org, and you can learn about Tom Wallace and his ministry, and also listen to some of his radio programs that he has recorded that are on that site. We've been talking about Chrislam here tonight, and if you've got a question, you can give us a call tonight, 888-677-9673. That's 888-677-9673, and we'll get you on if you got a question for Tom Wallace here. Tom, we were talking about Chrislam and talking about this merging of the God of the Bible with the God of the Quran, and you have on your website the thing with the Wycliffe Bible translators are doing with their, I guess, how would you say it, Muslim-friendly Bible?
Yes.
And this idea that we can take the name of Allah and simply replace God in the Christian Bible with Allah. What's your thoughts on that?
Well, first of all, you need to understand, in Arabic, the name for God is Allah. And so, you know, there is a, you know, kind of a, you got to be careful we don't get lost in translation here so
right.
much in this. But let me just read to you a passage that is in Matthew chapter 28 that's in this new translation that the Bible, Wycliffe Bible translators. And by the way, this is you know, a great movement, a great organization, and it is shocking that this is happening. And according to the research that I've done, and I try to be very, very careful that the sources that I use, I want to make sure that they are credible.
Mm-hmm.
And this appears to be true. And I must say, I've read some other things, and the Wycliffe have come back out and saying, you know, this is false information and stuff. And so I'm going to dig a little deeper on this, and I'm going to try to interview, you know, some of the top people on Wycliffe on my radio broadcast just to clarify this. But let me read to you what has been put out there, and it appears to be true. So, but yet, you know, I'm going to state, I'm going to double check my sources because I'm hearing other things now.
Right.
But in Matthew chapter 28, that's the Great Commission.
Right.
The Scripture says, baptizing them in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Now, you see, in Islam, to suggest that Jesus, that God had a son, that is, my goodness, that's heresy. You know, if God had a son, that would, assume then that God had sex, and, you know, that would be unholy for God to do. And so, you know, in Islam, they teach that that's a heresy for Christians to teach that. And so here's what the Muslim-friendly text says. Instead of saying baptizing them in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit, it says, cleanse them by water in the name of Allah, His Messiah, and His Holy Spirit. Now, there's two things that are extremely wrong here. Number one, it removes the Father and the Son. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
And secondly, it makes baptism a sacrament, cleanse them by water. That's not what the Scripture says. It's baptizing, submerge them
right.
in water in the name of the Father and the Son.
Right.
By the way, it says the name, not the names.
Yeah.
The name, it's singular, name the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. That's all that one person. That's His name. So
right.
So that's a big, big concern, and that's part of, and it falls in line with this Chrislam of merging these religions together, finding common ground, trying to, and we really haven't exposed what the Chrislam, what it really ultimately means. And I know we've got a few minutes here left before the bottom of the hour, and we've got a break there, so I don't know if you, I can, a couple minutes kind of give you an oversight of that. Do you want me to go there, or should we leave that for
sure.
When we come back?
Sure, we've got several minutes yet before the bottom of the hour break, and of course for our listeners, you're listening to Late Night Live with Pastor Al and our special guest Tom Wallace, fortressoffaith.org. And we're talking about Chrislam, and we're talking about who Allah is and comparing Him with the God of the Bible. And Tom, go ahead and tell us a little bit there more.
Well, this idea of Chrislam, you know, some Christians are seeing this as an opportunity to perhaps evangelize Muslims. And then Muslims see this as an opportunity to perhaps do dawah, do evangelism
right.
of Christians. Both are seeing this as an opportunity maybe to, you know, if I can pull these people together to start listening to me, I don't want them to necessarily leave all their teachings. We just want them to accept a few things. And here's where the Christians are coming in. And there's some, sadly, some misguided mission organizations that are signing up to this idea. We, you know, they're trying to do it this way. They're trying to say, we don't want Muslims to reject, you know, Muhammad altogether. We just want them, I mean, they accept Jesus as a prophet. We just want them to go a little further and add Jesus as their savior. Not just a prophet, but as their savior. We're not asking them to leave Allah or leave Muhammad mm-hmm. and all that. We just want them to accept Jesus as their savior. Now, folks, that's not salvation.
Right.
You know, that's just simply saying, add this God to your list of gods.
Well, exactly. That's like people who work with Hindus. You know, Hindus mm-hmm. have a plethora of various gods and goddesses, and they have absolutely no problem with adding, you know, Jesus or Jehovah or whatever name you want to give them to their list, and they can put him up on the chart with the other multitude of gods, and they can add a little day on their calendar for him and everything else, and they got no problem with that. But that's a big difference, like you said, between that and being saved.
Exactly. And the sad thing is that there's some big people behind this, and it's a heresy, and I believe it's going to be the flavor of the decade.
Mm-hmm.
I really do. We're going to hear more about this.
And I'm certainly glad that you have got this ministry going and making a voice for this. Unfortunately, most of the voice trying to alert people to the dangers of Islam in our country have not been the Christians, have they? They've been secular groups out there, and there's some good secular groups out there trying to alert people, but I think you kind of hit the nail on the head when you're saying that people don't want to appear divisive. They want to try and get along and all that. And yet they miss the fact that Jude said that in the little book of Jude, verse 3, he said he had to earnestly contend for the faith. He said, mm-hmm. actually, ye should earnestly contend for the faith which was once delivered unto the saints, which means you and I and all born-again believers listening, we have a responsibility to defend the Word of God, and there's only one God. And he doesn't suffer other gods to stand in his place, does he?
So, no.
But again, we're talking with Tom Wallace of FortressOfFaith.org about Chrislam, the merging of Islam and Christianity into kind of what would we call it? It's not Christianity. It's not Islam, really, is it? You give up a little of each, and you wind up gaining nothing. It's a false teaching from either side. It's an uncertain trumpet sounding an uncertain sound. And we've got just a couple of moments here. And Tom, why don't you give information on your website and what people can find there, and tell about that a little bit. We got about two, three minutes to go here.
Okay, well, we've been on the radio now 14 months, and we're expanding, and we're out of just north of Seattle, broadcasting Northwest Washington,
mm-hmm.
and we cover Vancouver, which is a huge Muslim area. We've gone into Detroit there, which is the epicenter of Islam in North America, and at the end of this month, we're going into upstate New York, into Clinton County, which is between 1% and 5% Muslim, and we're also covering all of the Montreal, Quebec, a metro area. So we've got now about 11 million potential listeners to our radio broadcast. And then we also have online listeners. And we have about 1,200 downloads a month off of our website. People who come all around the world and listen to FortressOfFaith.org. It's a daily radio broadcast. We deal with the Islam issue that's facing America. There's two words that define our ministry: resist and rescue. We want to resist the sedition and the destruction of Islam, but we want to rescue Muslims. We want to reach them with the gospel. They are the first victims of Islam. And if they die trusting Allah for their soul, for their salvation, they're going to spend their eternity in hell.
Right.
This is a false, a devilish religion. They need the truth, and we need to discern the difference between Islam, the ideology, which is evil, but the people of Islam, they need to be reached. They need the gospel.
Well, and Tom, I appreciate that, and also I want to let our listeners know that you're going to be with us again in June, and unfortunately, I left my calendar sitting over here, and I'll get those dates in just a moment. You're going to be with us June 22nd through the 24th at the Bible Baptist Church in Richfield and doing a seminar on Islam. And I believe the week before that Sunday, you'll be on the air with us again prior to that. But we're looking forward to doing that. This is an issue, and it's an issue that I've taken quite an interest in over the years. And I remember seeing some things on it again, like you said, seeing what you saw when you were in the UK. And Chrislam, I think, is kind of a Trojan horse that the devil is using to get inside of churches. And he's using that to take away our message, which is the gospel. And the end result of Chrislam is Muslims aren't really being saved, are they? And Christians are compromising their message. Well, we've got our music coming, and we're coming to the bottom of the hour break. You're listening to Late Night Live with Pastor Al and our special guest, Tom Wallace, FortressOfFaith.org. You're listening to Late Night Live with Pastor Al. I'm your Late Night Live host, Pastor Al Davis, pastor of the Bible Baptist Church in Richfield, Ohio. I want to invite you to visit us at the Bible Baptist Church in Richfield. The Bible Baptist Church meets at the Richfield Holiday Inn Express. The Holiday Inn Express is located midway between Akron and Cleveland at 5171 Brecksville Road in Richfield, where the Ohio Turnpike, Interstate 80, and Interstate 77 cross. The Bible Baptist Church meets at the Richfield Holiday Inn Express each Sunday morning for Bible study at 10 a.m., morning worship at 11 a.m., and evening worship at 6 p.m. The Bible Baptist Church also meets at the Richfield Holiday Inn Express each Friday night at 7 p.m. for an informal Bible study where you get to bring the questions, just like on Late Night Live with Pastor Al. Even if we don't see you at the Bible Baptist Church in Richfield, we want to see you in heaven. Jesus says in the Bible, "I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me." Why? Because the Bible says, "There is none righteous, no, not one." We are all as an unclean thing, and all our righteousnesses are as filthy rags. For all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. The Bible also says, "Wherefore, as by one man sin entered into the world, and death by sin, and so death passed upon all men, for that all have sinned. For the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. For when we were yet without strength, in due time Christ died for the ungodly. But God commended his love toward us in that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. Much more then, being now justified by his blood, we shall be saved from wrath through him. And so the Bible says, that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and shalt believe in thine heart that God hath raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. For with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved." I like that. Whosoever. That means you. If this show has been a blessing to you, why not let us know? You can contact us by writing, Pastor Al Davis, Post Office Box 452, Richfield, Ohio 44286. Our email address is pastoral@maplenoel.us. You can also visit our website at latenightlive.maplenoel.us. That's latenightlive.maplenoel.us. Or you can call us at 330-659-6561. We'd love to hear from you. Now, let's get back to our show. Welcome back. You're listening to Late Night Live with Pastor Al. And I'm your Late Night Live host, Pastor Al Davis, pastor of the Bible Baptist Church located in Richfield, Ohio, and certainly invite you to visit us out at the Bible Baptist Church in Richfield, Ohio. And we meet, as we said, at the Richfield Holiday Inn Express. And pray for us. We're making this a prayer request. We have an opportunity to get into another facility here, and we're hoping it'll work out, and it's in God's hands. Got some issues with the county that we have to work through to get into it, but do pray. If God wants us there, he'll get us in there, so we're looking forward to that, and be able to do a little bit more to serve him through that. Also, of course, we're brought to you tonight by Frank's Antiques in North Royalton. Frank's Antiques in North Royalton is located at 6668 Royalton Road, that's State Route 82. Frank's Antiques in North Royalton is open Monday, Tuesday, Friday, and Saturday from noon until 5:30 p.m., and you can contact Frank at Frank's Antiques in North Royalton by calling 440-237-4393. That's 440-237-4393, and tell Frank there at Frank's Antiques in North Royalton that you heard about him right here on Late Night Live with Pastor Al. Well, as I said, we've been talking tonight with Tom Wallace, and he operates a website, fortressoffaith.org, also has a radio program on some stations. We'll be mentioning them a little bit more here, and talking about Islam and the need to reach Muslims with the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ, as well as to put Christians on guard to know one of the attempts that the devil is using to really attack Christianity in the United States. And so we've got Tom Wallace with us here tonight. And Tom, we got you back on the air, and certainly glad to have you with us tonight. We were talking about Chrislam, and we'll go ahead and get back into our topic there. And oh, one other thing before we do that. If you've got a question, our phone lines are open. You can call us toll-free, 888-677-9673. That's 888-677-9673. If you've got a question about this subject tonight, question for Tom Wallace here, and we'll get you on the air. So, Tom, go ahead.
Well, I tell you what, this has been great. I've enjoyed the first half of this broadcast, and we've been talking about the subject of Chrislam. And something that I found very interesting as I was studying this subject, the Barnes Research Group came out with a study that they did in April 18th, 2011. And they were looking at the pluralism and the universalism that's faced America. And they found something very, very interesting. Actually, it's shocking. 59% of adults in America believe that Christians and Muslims worship the same God, even though they have different names and beliefs regarding God. Let me say that again, because that is shocking. Almost 60%, that's like 6 out of 10 people believe this. 59% believe that Christians and Muslims worship the same God, even though they have different names and beliefs regarding God. And what was even more shocking is that of that 59%, 40% of them claimed to be born-again Christians. Born-again Christians. And this is amazing. It shows that we have very, very poor doctrinal teaching going on in our churches in America. The Bible warned us in 2 Timothy 4:3, for the time will come when they will not endure sound doctrine, but after their own lust shall heap to themselves teachers having itching ears. And this is one example of America with their itching ears and not enduring sound doctrine, that people believe that God, the God Allah and the God Jehovah are the same God. What a shocking thing.
Well, and, you know, I have to lay that, and speaking as a pastor, I have to lay that at the feet of the pastors, really, because as a pastor, one of my chief responsibilities, in addition to evangelizing, is discipling, teaching the Word of God, training Christians to know what the Bible teaches on a variety of issues. And you know, it's very unfortunate. I'm going through Revelation right now on Sunday mornings, and a couple weeks ago we were dealing with the Laodicean church. And we certainly live in that Laodicean church age. And for those listeners not familiar with that, the Laodicean church was the seventh uh, of of some churches in Revelation 3 and 4 that were given letters by Jesus. And this was a church that thought they had arrived. This church thought that they had everything that they could have. They were described as being rich and increased in goods and having need of nothing in their own minds. But what did Jesus say to them? He said in verse number 18, or I'm sorry, in verse number 17, he says, "Because thou sayest, I am rich and increased with goods and have need of nothing, and knowest not that thou art wretched and miserable and poor and blind and naked." And then he goes on to urge them to turn back to him. And that's what's happening in our churches today. We have churches, they have fine furnishings, beautiful facilities, all the latest technology, but they don't have the Word of God. They don't have the doctrines of the faith there. And so their people are ignorant. And of course, the devil comes along and presents Chrislam and other things. And they just get caught hook, line, and sinker, don't they?
It's a sad, sad commentary on the state of affairs in North America.
It
Western
sure
civilization
is
we've lost, you know, our mooring. We've lost our moral compass. We've turned from God. In the 60s, we said God, you know, has no place in government, has no place in our schools, in our educational system. It used to be in this country that, you know, when we were facing moral questions, we turned to the theologians, we turned to the churches and to God to answer those questions. Now we said God, you know, has no place, and so every man does that which is right in his own eyes. And and you know, our churches are preaching fluff. You know,
exactly, tickling the ears,
just
tickling the ears,
sugarcoating, you know, messages. And And it, you know, we don't preach judgment. We don't preach, you know, to fear God and to tremble before God and God's wrath and judgment. You know, it'd be shocking for Christians to realize that the Bible says that God hates sinners.
Mm-hmm.
That's in the Bible.
And, yeah.
God hates
and
sinners.
That there's a,
you know,
a penalty
and, you know,
for
we
sin.
We don't preach this stuff anymore. Oh, we're supposed to preach the love of God and, you know, the love of God leadeth to repentance, but the Bible says that the fear of God worketh repentance.
Exactly, exactly right. Well, we're speaking with Tom Wallace of Fortress of Faith. You can find him at fortressoffaith.org online, and I encourage you to go look up that website, and you can give us a call tonight here on Late Night Live with Pastor Al by calling 888-677-9673. And Tom, we've got a caller here. We've got David in Brook Park here in the local area and has a question. So we're going to go ahead and get him on the air here. David, are you with us there tonight?
Hello, Pastor Al. How are you?
Hi, good evening. Welcome to Late Night Live with Pastor Al and our special guest, Tom Wallace, here tonight.
Thank you. I hope you're doing well, too, Tom.
Thank you. Yes, good to have you.
Thank you again. I was calling about the opportunity this gives us to share the message.
Hey, that's a good point.
About Satan, he's just into it to mess everything up. But we can use what he does for the betterment of God.
That's a good point. And Tom, if you want to comment on that, I was going to mention too, and you probably understand this having been a missionary. My wife and I were missionaries ourselves in the South Pacific. But, you know, we've got a mission field that really has come to us, hasn't it?
Amen.
Definitely.
And oh, go ahead.
You know, I tell you, let me say this about it. What is the one of the saddest things that breaks my heart is that there's about 7 million Muslims now living in America.
Mm-hmm.
Most of them are reachable. The majority of them are reachable. They are secular. They don't really want, you know, Islam, but they feel that they can never leave it because in Islam, if you leave Islam, you're to be killed. That's a, you know, a criminal
That's right.
offense.
Mm-hmm.
And so they stay there, but they don't practice it. And but the sad thing is, Christians will not engage them. We're afraid of them.
Mm-hmm.
Two reasons we're afraid. One, we're afraid because, you know, well, you know, that they might single us out for terrorism. And number two, we're afraid because we don't know how to speak to a Muslim about the gospel. Well, what do you say to a Muslim? What are their religious things that might be a problem that I, you know, feel, so we don't feel qualified to speak to them? And that's what Fortress of Faith is trying to do. We equip Christians that are living in Muslim areas with the knowledge and the ability to take the gospel to Muslims. You know, 1.6 billion Muslims in the world, 1.6 billion people are Muslims.
Right.
And if we can get them saved here and reach their community and maybe even go back into Islamic countries, we can't get there, but they can.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, may I add?
Yes. Go ahead.
Yeah.
One thing I've noticed that when you have that fear in your heart, you have a lack of faith,
mm-hmm.
and you need help.
Well, that's exactly what that fear is, a lack of faith.
Yes, sir. And what happens is that gives this opportunity here, sir, this opportunity we're talking about right here. We don't need to be on the defensive ever. We have the true God. Okay, so we never have to be on the defensive. That's for sure.
Well,
the opportunity I'm trying to point out is the twofold, okay? One is to help these Islams come to know the real God. And the second thing is to bring us Christians who are weak in faith to a stronger faith. We have that opportunity right now, and that's why God is presenting this to us. I think it's hallelujah and praise the Lord myself.
I appreciate that. And you know, because with everything, God, when he brings these things in our lives, there's an opportunity to be bettered by it, and certainly with the influx of Chrislam and the growing Islamic population in America, we have that opportunity to be bettered by it, by, just like you said, going with the gospel to a group of people that needs to hear it, and we can't get into those countries as easily as perhaps they could have in the past. And appreciate our caller's question there. Also want to get to another caller here, and I thank you for our caller. And we've got, I believe, Denzel in Akron calling with a question about Ishmael and Abraham. And Denzel, are you there?
Yes.
Hi, welcome to Late Night Live with Pastor Al. Tom Wallace with us tonight.
My question.
Glad to have you.
My question, actually, I have two questions. Well, one question and then a comment.
Mm-hmm.
When we talk about the Islamic faith, I was always under the understanding that the Islamic faith stemmed from Ishmael, who was a stepson of, you know, that came about because of the union with Abraham and Hagar.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
And at the top of the show, I heard that you said that Muslims worship a different God, and I'm just wondering, you know, how do you reconcile that? And I guess my second question is, or my comment is, I have watched the church, and it seems to me that the church in America is in trouble from itself rather than anything on the outside. I'm talking about the things that I have watched destroy churches have had nothing to do with other faith and things like that. So I'm just wondering, how do we talk about reaching other people when it seems to be so many problems within the church that we need to deal with before we can ever reach anyone else?
All right, Tom, would you like to go with that first?
Well, let me deal with your first question. Ishmael, yes, the Islam comes from the descendants of Ishmael. Those are the Arabs, and this is where Muhammad came in. And Muhammad, in Mecca, during his time, you know, the city of Mecca was taken over by paganism. They had 360 gods in their temple, in the cube-shaped temple. And Muhammad was saying, no, there's only one God, and that is Allah, the moon god, Allah Luahlahi. And this is the god that they are worshiping. The god that Islam worships, number one, does not have a son. They make that very clear in Islam. Now, Jehovah, very clearly, the scripture tells us, the Bible, the Holy Bible tells us, that he has a son, and his son was going to come and be the Messiah. But Allah has no son. This is very, very clear. And so there's a difference between them. Also, too, Yahweh, Jehovah, is a triune God. This is a basic teaching in Christianity. But in Islam, Allah, you know, he is a single, he is simple in nature. He is only one. In fact, in Surah 5:73, it says, they do blaspheme, speaking about the people of the book, the Jews and the Christians, they do blaspheme who say Allah is one of three in a trinity, for there is no God except one, Allah. Surah 4:171, O people of the book, meaning the Jews and the Christians, commit no excess in your religion, nor say of Allah aught but the truth. Christ Jesus, the Son of Mary, was no more than a messenger of Allah. Say not Trinity, detest. It will be better for you, for Allah is one Allah. Glory be to him, for he's exalted above having a son. And so, you know, these are different gods, clearly, and I could go on and on and on and on. These are just a few examples of showing, Denzel, that the God of this of Islam is not the same God of Christianity, and it's a big, deep error for us to suggest or think that they are.
When we talk about the acceptance of Christ, do not the Jews believe the same thing about Christ?
Well, the Jews, of course, reject Jesus Christ as the Messiah. I mean, you know, not all Jews, you know, because some Jews do accept Jesus. They are, you know, saved and Jewish by birth and so forth. But in general, yes, the Jews rejected Jesus.
Okay.
And if I might add to that as well, the Old Testament scriptures, which the Jews, of course, hold to, is filled with plenty of teaching that God would come, and that God is a triune God. The problem is that the misunderstanding of the Trinity that we're trying to teach, that there's three separate gods, one known as the Father, one known as the Son, and one known as the Holy Spirit. And of course, one of the keys to understanding that is in Genesis chapter 1, we're created in the image of God. And then in Genesis chapter 2, God made Adam. He created Adam by taking the dust of the earth where he formed his body. He breathed into his nostrils the breath of life, and then he became a living soul. So you can see how each one of us picture that triune nature of God. We have a body, we have a soul, we have a spirit, and so we see that that's a representation in the image of God. The body, of course, corresponding with God the Son, and of course the physical manifestation of Jesus, which of course, or of God, which was Jesus, and then he became a living soul, and the soul being your personality, your intellect, and all that, which would correspond to the Father, and then of course the Spirit. The breath of life was breathed into him. That's the Spirit, and we have a spirit, and of course God has a spirit. So it's not three gods. It's a misunderstanding.
How do we reconcile my second comment about our own in-house cleaning that we need to do?
I think, and I'll let Tom comment on this too, I think part of that, it goes back to something we were talking about earlier, we're in that Laodicean church age. Churches are not teaching doctrine. We, as pastors, I'm a pastor, we need to get back into the Bible ourselves. I heard of a pastor recently at a church in the area who told a group in the church that he didn't read his Bible every day, didn't see the need to. He only read it a couple times a week. And that's a problem. That's a problem. As pastors, we need to be in the book. We need to be have an understanding of what the Bible teaches, and we need to communicate that to our churches, and we're not doing that. I mean, there are some. I mean, we try to at our church, and it's one of the reasons we have this radio program. And Tom, I think you've probably seen that yourself.
Yeah, let me answer. My answer to Denzel on this here is, yes, we've got problems there in our own house. You know, but that doesn't mean that we should stop our evangelism and our efforts still trying to reach the lost. I mean, yes, we've got to, you know, stand firm for correct doctrine and preach it true and right in our churches and pray God that he would convict these pastors' hearts who have fallen into apostasy and false teachings and heaping, you know, itching, you know, serving those itching ears, and get back into the scriptures. We need to pray for that. We need to pray for revival into our country.
God, absolutely.
God help us in this nation. But we've also got to reach the lost. We've got to give the gospel to the lost. We can't stop doing the job. We have to occupy and keep doing it.
And that is a good point, Tom, and Denzel, I'd add this to it. The idea is that if we as, you know, pastors made sure our church was perfect before we tried to reach anybody outside of the church, we'd never get very far.
That's true.
And so we have to do what we can all the while trying to improve each other. The Bible says iron sharpeneth iron, so we need to be sharpening each other. And at the same time, we have that great commission to go into all the world and preach the gospel. And Muslims are not going to stop dying and going into hell, into a Christless eternity, waiting for us to get our house in perfect order. So we need to get involved, and quite frankly, and this is my advice, if somebody's involved in a church that does not preach sound doctrine, I think you need to get into a church that, you leave that one, find a church that does preach the Bible, and certainly as a Baptist, I recommend Bible-believing Baptist churches, independent Baptist churches, where the Bible is their textbook, that's what's preached and studied and followed. And quite frankly, that's where we need to be. We need to be in churches like that. But we got a generation of people that just want to be entertained in the church too. So, Denzel, did you have anything else you wanted to ask about that? I appreciate your questions and comments.
No, you guys are very complete. No, I really appreciate it.
Well, I thank you very much for your call.
Thank you, Denzel.
And do pray for, if you're in a church and maybe they're preaching the Bible, but they're just not touching on areas that need to be touched on. Let me add this. Pray for your pastor. Pray for your church. Because the church is not just the pastor.
I think as a Christian, God has given me a responsibility also to search the Word.
That's right.
Search the Scriptures also.
That's absolutely right.
And I really think that I really try to live what I read and what I learn, and I don't see a lot of that. I know a lot of people who can preach a lot of Bible, but when you look at how they, and I'm not perfect, sir. Mm-hmm. I want you to believe that.
And none of us are.
Yeah, I do try to read and walk and walk what I read. So I really try to do that. But I really appreciate you taking my call.
Well, I appreciate that, and thank you very much for the call. Appreciate the questions and comments. And Tom, like our caller Denzel brought up, we as churches, we have a lot. We have a lot that we're responsible for and answerable to God for as pastors. And as our caller said, as a Christian, he has a responsibility to get into the Word of God. It's not just waiting for the pastor to spoon feed it to him. Christians, we've got to look into God's Word, and we've got to live God's Word. But Tom, I hear music coming up, and that means we're just about out of time here. We got about 5 minutes or so, or less than 5 minutes. What do we got? We got 1 minute. I'm sorry, look at the wrong thing. And we're running out of time quick here, but it's been good to have you on the air with us tonight, Tom. A couple minutes here, I guess. But we've been talking with Tom Wallace of fortressoffaith.org. You can find him online, encourage you to do so. That's fortressoffaith.org. And we've got him linked onto our website for Late Night Live with Pastor Al. That's latenightlive.maplenoel.us. And we would love to have you visit his website there. Tom, I want to thank you for being on the air with us tonight. Got 5 seconds. God bless. We look forward to having you on again, and keep up the good fight. God bless.
Thank you.
You've just listened to Late Night Live with Pastor Al, where your questions and comments are always welcome. Pastor Al Davis is the pastor of the Bible Baptist Church in Richfield, Ohio. You can contact Pastor Al by writing Pastor Al Davis, Post Office Box 452, Richfield, Ohio 44286, or email Pastor Al at PastorAl@MapleKnoll.us. To learn more about Pastor Al Davis and Late Night Live with Pastor Al, visit our website at LateNightLive.MapleKnoll.us. That's LateNightLive.MapleKnoll.us. The Bible Baptist Church meets at the Richfield Holiday Inn Express, 5171 Brecksville Road in Richfield, every Sunday at 11 a.m. and 6 p.m., and Friday nights at 7 p.m. Join Pastor Al Davis again for more Late Night Live conversation next Sunday at 11 p.m. on Late Night Live with Pastor Al on AM 1220, The Word. Late Night Live with Pastor Al is brought to you by the Bible Baptist Church in Richfield, Ohio.